Welcome to Confessional. I'm Kayla Shelton, along with Mike Moran.
Tell us your deepest, your creepiest, your darkest. Confess to us. We won't tell.
So you can tell us anything. No one's listening.
Today's confession. Tell us about a hometown urban legend you grew up with. What was the local boogeyman to you and your friends? Was it a specter that haunted a spooky location? Or a cryptid rumored to stalk a nearby forest? Was it unique to your town, or something you later discovered was a legend in other places too? Maybe yours was even a real person, or an animal, or a force of nature. All right, welcome everybody to Confessional. I am Mike Moran, here of course with my co-host Kayla Shelton.
Hi.
How are you?
I wasn't on the last episode, was I? Or the episode before that?
Well, it depends on what we release.
What did I miss? Not how. Good Lord.
See? Well, we had a good episode last week. We missed you. We had two very funny comedians from Baltimore.
Okay.
/ newscaster. And we discussed getting lost.
Getting lost.
Yeah.
In our thoughts and
yes, in our
nature.
Thoughts. We discussed getting lost. Getting lost in the middle of nowhere.
That's the worst feeling.
Yeah, it really is. Well, that and having to poop when you can't poop, which also came up.
Or if you have to poop when you're lost and you don't have a place
right,
to poop.
Right, yeah. And that was our friend Kiki's
I'm sure that was a topic.
Dilemma. Okay. Yeah. But when you're in the middle of nowhere, that's a little bit better of an opportunity to poop than...
Yeah, you can do whatever you want with your poop.
The worst is when you're in traffic and you can't pull over.
All you right, should make something.
That's why they have cup holders.
Make some... Yeah.
Because they have those cones
that's
for women.
That's not a bad idea.
But maybe have like a, I don't know. Like
that, is, that honestly is like not a terrible idea.
Things that
yeah,
people
well,
when
like
they have hemorrhoids.
Pot. Yeah, yeah, right.
They can have like back the chamber pot.
I think we might be onto something, Kayla. This might be official confessional car toilets. This might be the birth of something beautiful.
Because we're not the only people that probably have ever needed to poop.
And it is the worst thing imaginable. You'd think somebody would come up with a cure for it for now. Okay, genocide's pretty bad. Maybe we should concentrate on that as well. But having to poop...
Genocide, having to poop.
Right, yeah. I'd say it's a strong contender for second place. But anyway, we are here with our guest this week. A really great comedian and great friend from are you Baltimore based or are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Our good friend Rose Vineshank. Thank you so much for coming, Rose.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Rose is amazing, and we are super grateful to have her. And of course, we got our good pal Jimmy Selesky on the old switches.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys?
And shout out to the McFam who is watching us right now. How's it going, everybody? They didn't respond.
Yeah.
They did not.
Cheers so, from the crowd.
Rose is an awesome comedian. What else do you do, Rose?
I'm a counselor by day. Mm.
Are you working on anything else creatively?
Yes, actually. There's a fundraiser coming up that you're helping me with at Audubon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, I'm just seeing if there's anything else.
Oh, on June 13th. There's not really
anything
else. June 13th.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So basically, it's going to be, we're going to have some comedy. Mm-hmm. Your band is coming, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And
still unnamed. If anybody has a name for us, too.
What? Is this your cover band?
No, this is the original band.
It's the original band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be some comics who've been affected by eating disorders and some comics who are just funny. Like, I invited Timu, and I don't think she's had any problems, but I just wanted her on.
Yeah, she's great.
And, you know, people talking about their experiences. Mm-hmm. All the proceeds are going to go to NADA, which is the... I forget what the actual acronym stands for, but they do a lot of...
Just make something up.
I know. The National Edition of Disordered... I don't know. But...
That works.
Yeah. They do a lot of legislation that helps people with eating disorders.
Okay.
One thing that a lot of people don't realize is that the recovery is usually very long-term for people who have to go into residential, insurance doesn't always cover it long term. So they've done things in the past where they'll work to make sure that your insurance covers it.
Cool.
They're really great organization.
Awesome. So June 13th, Wednesday, the Auto Bar.
And wait a minute. Be National Eating Disorder Association.
Nice.
Cool. Cool.
Nita.
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 I need to get over this anorexia.
Changing lives here on Confessional. yeah, so it'll be stand-up comedy, some speakers speaking seriously on the issue, and then my bullshit band playing. So it should be a good time. Oh, also, we were donated from Ram's Head a bunch of tickets to shows to give away for
do
like kind of a raffle thing, something like that.
I freaked out in the car because I saw the word Amy Winehouse on it. I'm like, she's back just for this?
Comeback of the century.
But it's an Amy Winehouse cover band.
When is a star going to like really do that? Like,
Come back from the dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, like fake their death and then make the biggest comeback ever.
Tupac's been doing that for years.
But when is he going to come out and
so
be like...
So is Andy Kaufman in various forms.
Well,
I could be him
back.
Right now and you wouldn't know.
I would know. Come on. All right, so today we are discussing hometown urban legends. We all had them. We all grew up with rumors. You know, there's always that one house or location that you're scared to go to. You hear things. And then some of them you grow up and you find out that every town had the same one. And some of them are unique to your town. And everybody seems to have a story. I'll tell you mine first, if that's okay. My friend Ben and his brother Warren, they lived right on the edge of town, right in the edge of Harrisonburg, Virginia, right by the mountains. And they claimed there was a fellow named Yellow Shirt who stalked the woods near their house.
Did he wear a yellow shirt?
Yes.
Okay. That is why
the yellow shirt is
very jaundiced.
Well, they called him Yellow Shirt. Okay. They named him Yellow Shirt. I doubt he identified.
Was it a shirt soaked to pee? Like,
probably. I doubt it. I doubt Yellow Shirt was on his birth certificate. I bet Facebook would not allow him to call himself Yellow Shirt had he made a page.
Maybe a nickname on the side or something.
Yeah. But my friends claimed that it started with they had made a fort. And they used a yellow shirt as a flag to remember where the fort was. And when they came back, the fort was in ruins, and they were encountered by a scary man wearing the shirt, and they ran.
I'm sorry, that's really funny.
And there was all these creepy things around their house because it was all this like creepy old farmland and stuff. And there was like a cow there's like a mutilated cow that was just rotting away, and they thought maybe Yellow Shirt did that. And also another time they were playing in like a shack. And a man was just looking in on them. And
that's not a cryptid.
Yeah, that's just a creepy man in
they're
the woods.
Around.
And they ran.
I think they're creepier than an actual cryptid.
Well, here's the kicker. Here's the cap on the story. I recently got back in touch with these brothers, and one of them is now very much a Rastafari and has long dreads and a big beard. And he was explaining to me, he was back at his parents' house, and he was walking around those woods. And then it hit him like, oh, my God, I am Yellow Shirt.
So it was him all along?
Maybe it was like a time slip type of thing.
Yellow Shirt was within us the whole time.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Cool. But the caveat is he wasn't wearing a yellow shirt. But nonetheless, maybe it was him. Maybe it was the time slip.
Maybe he just doesn't want anyone else wearing a yellow shirt.
Right.
It sounds like he got really mad that other people might wear yellow shirts.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just claim. I can't just claim,
I'm
going to
destroy
like,
this whole camp. It's mine.
I just can't be like oxblood pants.
Yeah, no.
Ox.
And then get pissed off when somebody else. All right, so we have some confessions. Let's read one. This is from Emily Lodbrock. Northumberland, England.
Ooh,
yeah.
Some good ones in England.
Mm-hmm.
England.
Lots of creepy stuff in England. Very foggy and damp. Have you ever been there, Kayla?
Mm-hmm. It's a great ghost habitat.
A little bit. I went there for a little bit.
Okay.
Like literally a day just to drive through.
Was there any creepy you drove through on your way to
my parents took me to Europe when I was 12, so we went to like a ton of different European.
Did you get to do creepy stuff?
We went. I mean, it's not creepy, but it was emotionally devastating. We went to Dachau and visited a concentration camp.
Oh, that's sad.
So it's like not creepy, but
just spooky.
Right.
Yeah, just
let's like, save. Let's save that for
Yeah, there's nothing creepy that we went to a lot of abandoned castles.
Because you seek out creepy.
Yeah, like
that's
I
like
go
your
to
hobby.
Abandoned places. Yeah.
Right.
So.
But that was before you did that.
Yeah, that was 12. I mostly took pictures of dogs in Europe, so nothing nice. Nothing creepy happened.
Creepy dogs?
Maybe. Some of them.
All right, so Emily says, a local one to me is the Hexham Heads, which is an interesting story. Some kids supposedly dug up some possessed pagan stone heads in Northumberland that caused everyone involved with them / near them to be visited by an ancient werewolf-type creature in local lore. This all happened in the 70s. You guys ever heard of Hexham Heads?
No. Mm-mm. When I was younger, I remember I had these two friends named Sam and Max. Mm-hmm. And they were like freaking out because they found all these warheads in their backyard. But their mom had just buried them there for them to find so that they would want to learn more. So this could have just been an elaborate scheme by someone's mom with a
like
werewolf
the
costume.
Mom ever. I wish my mom had done that.
So
that's
were
awesome.
Hexham Heads little baby heads? Or are they just...
I don't know what they are. Jimmy, can you look that up?
What are we looking up? Hexham Heads?
Hexham Heads.
Hexham Heads.
Because to put a hex on something.
Right, right.
Ooh, it could be some type of voodoo stuff.
Or maybe
stuff.
It's a hexagon head.
It's like weird that a werewolf is involved, though.
Maybe the werewolf.
The Hexham Heads were a pair of small stone heads about 6 centimeters high found in 1971 in the English town of Hexham.
Huh.
We were off.
Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, the Hexham is the town they were found in, so not any significance to their function.
Where does the werewolf come in, though? Like, what does that have to do with
that's
anything?
Their mom in a costume.
Oh, hold up.
Right.
Okay. This is actually pretty interesting. The heads were subsequently, they were found, a Celtic artifact. She woke up, it was given to Dr. Ross, and according to her own account, she woke up one morning and saw a part animal, part man figure walking out of the room. She followed it downstairs and saw it heading towards the direction of the kitchen, but then lost track of it. A few days later, her daughter, Bernice, terrible name, after returning home from school, saw a large, dark, werewolf-like figure on the stairs that jumped over the banisters and into a corridor before vanishing.
Wow.
So apparently werewolves are more scared of us than we are of them, I guess. The wolf is believed to have some relation to the Hexham wolf that killed livestock in the winter of 1904.
Wow.
A lot of stretchy connections here.
A lot of tenuous, it seems like they're really connecting a lot of dots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, let's see, we got some livestock dead in 04.
Anyway, we could throw in like...
We found
little
these stone
heads. Yeah. Any way we can fit that in.
Yeah, it's like one of those movies from like Universal in the 30s where they try to like shoehorn in a werewolf and Dracula and...
So wait, do they have these Hexham heads somewhere or are they just rumored that they existed? Like, can you go look at them?
They were definitely found.
Okay.
They were definitely found. I think a lot of the folklore is just surrounding these.
Right.
Because they don't have any explanation for it.
That sounds kind of like the Mothman or like... like they connected a whole bunch of stuff that's probably unrelated into the same mythology, you know, mm-hmm. like UFOs and all.
But do you ever wonder if this stuff is just like the dumbest stuff? Like it, like back then it was used as like just like little tchotchkes, but we're like, ooh,
absolutely.
What does it mean?
Right.
like
in the future, they're going to find like,
oh, that was just a butt plug. That's what we used back then as a butt plug. What are you all talking about?
This is used to seal the portal in the universe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Well, that sounds a little bit like one of our local ones. A thing that I believe is unique to Maryland, but I think it's branched out a little bit, which is the Goatman urban legend.
Goatman.
Now, Rose, you have some experience with the Goatman story, correct?
A little bit, yeah. So it gets kind of confusing for a few reasons. So it's unclear whether Goatman ate goats or kids,
right.
Because kids are baby goats. Like, it's another word.
So there could have been some confusion there.
So that's confusing. But allegedly, he's this guy. Some say he's half man, half goat. Mm-hmm. Some just say he's a little rough looking, but
they say the same about me, honestly.
Um, but he lives in the woods. I was actually just getting mozzarella sticks at the little corner store, mm-hmm. and the dude was like, "What brings you here?" And I was like, "I'm going to talk a little about Goatman."
Sure.
And he's like, "Ah, Goatman, down on Lockraven. Yep, Goatman."
Yeah, that's interesting that it's like in different locations. Like, what were you going to say, Kayla?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, okay.
But so yeah, he hangs out in the woods. I heard that the whole Goatman thing came from, there was a mental ward breakout, and they didn't catch one of the guys, and I think he might have just gotten really hairy and was also a cannibal, and he just lived in the woods surviving.
You want to do one or the other of those things. You don't want to do both, because people are going to get nervous. Yeah.
You just go all in. If you're going to be crazy, you just got to be crazy.
Yeah, I guess the hairiness kind of like takes a back seat if you're already
crazy,
a cannibal.
Just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my bad. I've done this in a while.
But he was a local, like, Maryland myth.
Right.
Like, I was always kind of scared whenever my dog got out because I was like, he looks like a goat. And I was afraid that Goatman was going to get my dog. So I would put little T-shirts on him.
Saying not a goat?
No, just, like, clothing.
Aww.
Yeah.
What would the T-shirts do to protect from Goatman?
Maybe he would think that he was, like, a human. Or just know that, like, goats don't wear outfits.
That's adorable.
Setting bar low for this goat guy.
You don't think much of Goatman, do you?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think Goatman thinks that much of himself.
Oh, maybe that's his problem.
True. Maybe Goatman
just
doesn't
love himself.
He was just really shy.
Right.
About eating people. He thought no one would understand.
Right. Which granted, you know, it is.
There are people that would understand.
That's true. There are there's got to be cannibal support groups.
Of course there are.
There's got to be groups for people that want to be cannibals.
You should eat yourself if you can.
It's cannibal, not cantable.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I am fine. I die.
Yeah.
If it will help them. In there, you know, they probably struggle. They're like, I want to eat bodies, but I don't want to hurt anybody.
Wasn't there a guy that put an ad out or something?
Yes.
That, like, to
in
be
Germany.
Eaten, and a guy answered it, and he ate him.
Yes, and there was a similar case in Baltimore, like, decades before.
Joe Matheny, the food truck guy that fed people?
No, but that's another
that
one.
That is true.
What?
Yeah, we have,
like, the most, the craziest serial killer
with
the
Baltimore.
Scariest photo, and nobody knows about
and
him.
And he was a chef?
Yeah, he owned a food truck, and he would murder people and feed people.
Yeah. What is this dude's name?
Joel Matheny.
Joel Matheny.
Or Joe Matheny. It's either Joe Matheny. He looks like a giant, scary
His
man.
Picture,
he
I looks thought it like was
a
fake.
I'm noticing a trend here among these guys that do things like that. They tend to look like giant, scary guys.
Yeah.
And they're always guys. But yeah, isn't that weird how it's like, we have like the greatest, most horrible serial killer story here, and nobody ever talks about it. He just died like a few months ago.
His nickname is The Cannibal. He is The Cannibal.
Right.
It goes Joe Matheny, then Hannibal Lecter, who was debatably, was he real?
No.
He was based on
but also Baltimore.
Someone, yeah.
Oh yeah, that was Baltimore. Was that based on him? Probably not.
No, I think that was before him, but he... But yeah, Hannibal Lecter like was supposed to be a doctor at Hopkins.
Mm-hmm. And Anthony Hopkins played him.
Oh, I never thought
it's
of that.
It's all connected.
There's a surprisingly small amount of information available.
I know.
It's like nobody... I mean,
Kayla,
Baltimore's
that's
pretty
your
good
next
at like...
Highlighting our...
No, but Baltimore's pretty good at hiding things.
Right.
So they probably were like, no, we don't want anyone to
know
about
look
this.
Bad enough as it is.
We're the murder capital. We don't need to be cannibalist capital.
There was another serial killer who I knew the... grandson of one of the victims.
Does he want to be on a podcast?
I'll ask him.
Do you want to talk about this?
I mean, you know, I think it was, we'd have to be really more, you know, like
sensitive.
Yeah, probably. But
couldn't be talking about eating people and
no halal jokes or anything.
But Kayla, I think that should be your project, is to bring to light this fella,
that guy.
We all got right. One he's sentence on Wikipedia.
Yeah, what the hell,
dead, right?
He just died less than a year ago.
Rest in peace.
They don't live very long, these serial
he
killers in prison.
Procreated? Do you think a lady?
Why, are you interested?
I want to see if he has kids.
See on Tinder.
It's like, whose father's a serial killer? I'm going
to
swipe you.
All right, well, let's read another confession here. Let's see. This one is from Alexandra Nicole Voigt from Oswego, Illinois.
Ooh.
Down the street from my house is the Cherry Road urban legend that if you park on Cherry Road at night, you can see help written in blood appear on the road. And sometimes the spirits of the lovers who died. I'm also fairly close to Resurrection Cemetery, home of Resurrection Mary.
Mm-hmm. I know about her.
Do you?
Yes. So, God, what was it? She was, I think she was murdered, hit by a car or something, but she hangs out on the side of the road. This is a ghost. And she will ask you to, like, get in your car and...
She'll ask if she can get in your car?
Yeah. They think she's a hitchhiker. And she'll get in.
100% of men say yes. 0% of women.
I mean, women just don't even stop. They're like, no.
Men are like, I think she might like me.
She might give me a resurrection. I'd stop for her. But yeah, she like asks, like, can I get in your car? And they're like, hey, yeah, come on in. Right. Take you where you need to go.
Right.
And then they'll get to like the cemetery and then she'll just point and be like, that's where I am. Or something really scary and then disappear.
That sounds like the Vanishing Hitchhiker.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like
a female.
Right.
Vanishing Hitchhiker.
What's your version of the Vanishing Hitchhiker that you grew up with, Kayla? I feel like we all had a different one.
I know there was one. I don't think it was the Vanishing Hitchhiker, but I'm sure the guy with the hook, with the car,
right. Yes, and the dripping.
Yeah, and then it disappears.
But why? Why would he open the door with his hook hand?
I can't get in. I don't think.
Yeah.
But I don't really have any. I mean, there probably is stuff, but I just can't think of like an actual. Like, do you have anything that you've heard?
In regards to the Vanishing Hitchhiker or
like a version of it or anything like
well,
that?
Well, not as like a local legend, but I remember like reading about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I was obsessed with like books of scary stories.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, 1,
2, and
3.
Yeah, and a lot of those like overlapped with urban legends, you know? And like the version of the hitchhiker that I remember probably the first scary book that I got was called In a Dark, Dark Room, I think. Do you remember that? It had terrifying cartoons.
Was it that poem, like, in a dark, I don't know.
That was in it, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And at the end, it's like, it was a ghost. That was one of the lamer stories in it, honestly. But in that one, the hitchhiker, like, he drives her home from, like, a rainy crossroads or something and drops her off at a house, and she forgets her jacket. Or no, he gives her his jacket. Because she's shivering and cold, and he probably thinks he's gonna, you know. And then he forgets it. She leaves with it, and then so the next day he drives to her house to get his jacket back, and her parents are like, "Uh-oh, let it come with us. Let's show you something here."
Her ghost daughter did it again.
we really got to get this girl into juvie. She's out of control.
Being a thought in the afterlife.
And they go to the graveyard. And his jacket is on her grave, and she died at that intersection in a car accident.
Maybe that's like what she needed to like pass on or something, like someone to be nice to her and give her a jacket or something.
Maybe it was like the first guy who didn't try to hook up with her.
Yeah.
It seemed like very harmless encounters. I'm reading about the Vanishing Hitchhiker right now.
Yeah, what you got?
Yeah, I remember one actually. I don't know if it was a story, but it was like a girl was like walking on the side of the road and she was like going to prom or she was in like an old prom dress.
Right.
There was something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
but I feel like
that overlaps with like there's one where they have to stop. The car breaks down in the middle of the woods and the guy has to go out and get gas.
Classic.
And the girl, like,
stays there like an idiot.
Yeah, and she's scared, so she hides underneath a blanket in the back seat. Because they, like, you know, of course, they hear, like, a report of, like, some murderer escaped from an asylum today. And on to sports with Jim. And which never, like, have you ever heard anything like that on the radio? Like, just to let you guys know.
I mean, I think I've heard, like, there have been escaped convicts, but I don't know of any like a murderous crazy man. Yeah. Lock your doors.
They have a chainsaw for a foot.
Never.
For a foot. It's really hard to walk, and you'll probably be able to escape very easily.
Now, here's another classic from the Eagles. So, but anyway, he goes away, and he's like, I'll tap three times when I get back, so you'll know it's me.
I know this one.
And then she hears, after a little while, she hears tap, 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 and she gets ready to come out, and then she hears tap, tap, and she's like, wait a minute. And she just stays there all night hearing tap, tap, tap. And then she eventually hears sirens and the police come and ambulances. And she gets out and the cop's like, don't look back, ma'am. Just come with me. Don't look backwards. And so, of course, she has to look back.
No.
And the body of her boyfriend is hanging from a tree above her, blowing in the breeze, tapping his fingers against the car.
Oh, and I guess the murderer or whatever just saw her under the blanket and was like, oh, can't touch people under blankets. Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, maybe he had,
same thing
she
in
had
bed.
Rose's t-shirt.
Old yellow shirt.
Old yellow shirt. See, it all comes together.
The way I heard that story was that he was like dripping blood. And that was the tap.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah.
But in this story, it was a ghost who did it, or was this a real person who did this?
I think it's implied that it's a real person, but it's never quite, you know.
Yeah, because again, the ghost doesn't seem to do anything that harmful. Like in one of the stories, it just says there's two people sitting there, or he picks her up and he's sitting in the thing and she's like, do you believe in ghosts? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. And then she's like, oh, yeah. And then she just vanishes.
She's like, oh, awkward.
So it's like she's just like, anyway. She's just like trying to prove a point. That's not a very scary interaction. I mean, it's scary.
I actually had one that bordered on like a vanishing hitchhiker thing. It's way less dramatic.
That happened to
you, Uber driver, right?
Yes, but this was, I was driving to the beach to meet my family in the middle of the night because I had like a show in D.C. and I was like driving to Rehoboth. So it's like creepy as hell out there in the middle of the night. Like,
so of course you pick someone up.
There's like, of course.
That's time to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if a woman takes interest in me, what am I going to do? No, there's like, it's like all creepy wooded flatlands, you know, for like miles and miles. And I'm driving through and I'm already listening to scary stories. And a fucking, I swear to God, my headlights shine on a woman like leaning out into the road, like, and waving something at me like it felt like a talisman or something. Like
did
it felt like she was like
to the
cursing
right and
me.
Just smash her?
No, I didn't. And a lot of people have suggested, Mike, she probably needed help. But but I swear she gave me like the most menacing look and like waved a thing at me.
She probably like, stressed out or like had been awake for like 8 hours and was just panicked.
Right.
But this was angry. In the woods with nothing surrounding.
Yeah, did she have a car around her? Or?
There were homes and stuff. It wasn't completely deserted. It was like a wooded kind of...
What do you think she'd have better luck with? What? Going into a house in the middle of the night or standing on the side of the road?
Right.
Because either one is creepy as hell and people might not
especially
help
if you have a menacing rock that you want to wave.
Yeah, I don't know what she was waving, but it
but
felt
she
like she was putting a curse on me.
Proud at it.
You didn't slow down and
look
at it.
Look what I found! Also, can you help me?
I got this tambourine autographed by Davy Jones. All right, so Kayla, you certainly must have had urban legends where you grew up.
I can't really. It was like the normal ones. Actually, no. My dad used to tell me creepy things when I was really young, like way too young.
Right, yeah,
he took me to Salem at like 8. Like,
wow.
He's the reason I love creepy things.
That sounds awesome to me.
He told me this one, which he told me now it was an urban legend. But when I was younger, he told me that my great-great-great-grandfather used to be a mailman on horseback.
Mm-hmm.
And
Pony Express?
Yeah, literally Pony Express.
Nice.
And he it was in the middle of the night, and he had pulled up to this old inn and asked for one of the rooms, and they said, we have one room left.
You're going to have to sleep in the manger.
And it's Jesus.
His name was Jesus.
And the guy, and they gave him this room, and he stayed there, and I can't really remember it, but basically he was unpacking and unloading and getting ready, and he took the change out of his pocket and put it down, and a silver dollar fell underneath the bed.
Okay.
And he went under there to reach for the bed and felt something. And it was a dead body that was chopped up. And he was like, oh my gosh. So he heard footsteps coming up the stairs, and he quickly hid under the bed with it. and a person came in and started chopping up the bed. He somehow got out. This is also like a long time ago, so right. I'm probably butchering the story.
Worse than a guy butchering.
Exactly. He drove off, went to the nearest police station, and not drove off, rode off to the nearest police station, and the cops came and they found like hundreds of bodies buried underneath the backyard. But it's an urban legend because I've heard it since where, you know, the innkeepers murder people. And then my dad was like, no, that's not true at all. I made it up.
And I was dead like, bodies and one chopped up bed. Why did he chop up the bed?
Yeah.
He thought the body was in the bed. Right?
Yeah. He just came in and he was just chopping up. He thought the guy was sleeping.
The way you told it made it seem like.
I told you I butchered it.
This guy just. I happen to be chopping. If anyone gets in the way,
I'm just going to do this.
No, Bart it was Lisa. A guy like came up the stairs and he came up really slowly. Mm. And my great great grandfather, whoever this urban legend is based off of, hid under the bed and kind of knew that something was going on.
Right.
Because there was no car, there was nothing, no anything in the parking lot. So he knew that it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop talking now. So,
well, I know, that's awesome.
That's so spooky.
She's giving me a look like you're just butchering that story, and I am. So
this is the
Dad. I did you proud.
I'm piecing it all together. It has all the elements of a good story.
It literally just popped up in my mind from like probably like 20 years ago.
Did he live around here, or was it like out west or something?
I have no idea, but I've like looked into it, and it is a known urban legend of like an inn where it kills people and chops people up and buries them in the backyard. So I don't think it's a real story. I think my dad was just fucking with me as a kid. And
okay,
the silver dollar thing was a nice effect. I liked how it rolled.
That's what
under
popped in my head was something Details. Rolled under the bed, and he like tried to grab it, and he felt flesh instead of. Coin.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that really I remember.
That's rough.
Let's read another one here.
It's not real, so don't worry.
This is from Candace Wallace in Levittown, Pennsylvania.
That's a spooky name.
From her?
And a spooky town.
Probably. I think so. Are you guys familiar with that town or?
Which town?
Levittown, Pennsylvania.
Really, any town in PA that's not one of the main ones is spooky to me.
Pennsylvania is
I feel
scary.
Like everyone rides. Yeah. Horses and lives.
There's not a lot of stuff going on.
Pennsylvania is the type of place where you'll just see some like pale chick in a colonial outfit, like at the wrong time,
right?
With no context, just wafting. Like
But lots of sheets.
Yeah, I love sheets.
That's where it gets
delicious.
Oh, you meant sheets?
Right.
I thought you meant like clotheslines.
Right. No, for some reason, whenever I'm in Pennsylvania, I feel like I have the right to like eat a bunch of shit from Sheetz or one of those other giant gas stations.
Sheetz is amazing. I wish we had more Sheetz.
Is Hardee's out there? Is there a big Hardee's place up there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Hardee's is it's a big Western Maryland thing.
Yeah, they have it in Virginia. Yeah. All right. So hers is one around here is the Cry Baby Bridge in New Hope. It's a covered bridge, and if you sit in your car in the middle of the dark, you can supposedly hear a baby crying and horses trotting. Sometimes your car won't start back up. We took a car there once and heard horses, but the car started. We went again and heard the horses right next to the car, and we tried to start the car, and it would not start. You tried twice, and it didn't start. The third time, it finally did. I was already creeped out because it's so dark back there. You can literally put your hand in front of your face and not see it. Then I went back on foot with friends, and we had a tasty cake. And a candle, and everyone saying happy birthday to me. Even random people that were there just hanging out casually
Why
at 1
are people
a.m.
Hanging out at this
LOL.
Bridge?
LOL.
It's Pennsylvania, man. There's not a lot to do up there.
Wait, it was her birthday, and she only had like a hostess cake as her cake?
I've had worse birthday parties. I'm not going to judge. I mean, people showed up at a covered bridge in the middle of the night. You can't expect a, what is that called? The delicious what are those
so did anything happen to this girl did anything happen or did she just go to this bridge too
well they heard the baby and the car stopped
so that's what happened
and it's super dark
I think every single town in every single country that has ever existed has that
like, covered bridges are just rife for
the handprints on the back where you put flour and or the baby crying you hear
there's one in Maryland It's Black Rock Road. There's a bridge there. Supposedly some teenagers drove their car off of it and like flashed their lights or something. And like if you go on at midnight and flash your lights three times, they'll flash their lights back at you.
Hmm.
But then I think you die. But maybe not. So I tried and it didn't work.
That was your suicide attempt.
There's a lot of info on the Cryberry Beaver Bridge.
That particular one, or
I typed in, and like it seems like pretty much any state with a covered bridge, like there's a Virginia, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Egypt, Rhode and Salem,
Madison Oklahoma. County must be hopping with ghosts.
Maryland's got a couple. There's one in Bowie, Governor's Bridge Road.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Bowie's where I work.
Yeah, it's pretty, and in the Maryland's one, it's apparently associated with the Goat Man. Somehow they're relative
to
each other.
Out. Yeah, I guess all the cryptids
go hang out under the bridge.
If you're ghosts, I guess that's like a social thing. I don't
know. What else are you gonna do?
In Weird Maryland, your travel guide to Maryland's local legends and best kept secrets. Right. Author is Matt Lake, Mark Moran.
Could we get any of these people on the show?
I bet we could.
Let's say these people.
Let's ask them. Okay. Rose, you mentioned another urban legend that none of us had heard of, but it sounds terrifying.
Clinker Haney.
That is the scariest name I have ever heard in my life.
This, this was a real thing, that happened. So when I was like 12 or 13, I went to Chesapeake Bay Camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. Like we would canoe from island to island, we could pitch tents, like it was really educational and a lot of fun, but they told us this story about one of the islands in particular called Watts Island. So by the time we canoed out to this island called Smith Island, there were these two cabins. One was called the Chesapeake Cabin, one was called the Bay Cabin. Boys stayed in the Chesapeake, girls stayed in the Bay. And there were counselors there, and they would get things like ready before the campers got there. So I forget their names. There was this one dude, I'm going to call him Jeff, and he had his sister Morgan, and she was being a counselor for the first time that year.
Mm-hmm.
So he was explaining to her, like, listen, just get everything ready for them. They'll be, you know, coming around here soon enough. We got all the food stuff. Just let me know if anything happens. So she's in her cabin, and they have like all this food ready for all the campers to come. Mm-hmm. And she's upstairs, and like it's nighttime, and she starts hearing some rustling from below.
Never a good sign.
Some cattle rustling.
Never a good sign.
And she's like, it's probably just, you know, Jeff.
Jeff.
You know, just probably getting some pancake mix or something. Who knows? So she takes a little nap, and then things get aggressive sounding.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like someone is cooking bacon furiously. Like someone is just crackling all the pots and the pans, mm-hmm. and just someone's not good at cooking at all, but is trying anyway.
Sure.
And so this goes on for like a while, and she's like convinced, like, that's not my brother. Like, I can tell my family's gait because you can listen to, you know how you can tell whose footsteps are whose. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of freaking out, like, what the fuck? So she goes down there after it stops,
mm-hmm.
and she looks around, and someone had like flipped pancakes all the way onto the ceiling. There was like Kool-Aid powder mix that someone had cut it into little lines and had been snorting them.
Really?
Everything was completely incorrect.
Weird.
And there was a billowy breeze coming through the window.
Uh-huh.
And so she walked towards it and she opened the curtain. And there's a really leathery naked guy. Who's just looking at her, and he just goes and then scampers away into the woods.
This is real?
Wow.
This actually happened?
Yeah. No, yeah. And then so she freaks out, and she's like, Jeff! And so she runs next door, and Jeff's like, oh, that's just Clinker Haney. So keep in mind, this is, I think, Smith Island. They're a crabbing island.
They have such good cakes. Have you had
the Smith Island cake. It's like 16 layers.
Yeah, tons of little tiny layers.
That sounds awesome.
But there's a little island called Watts Island that's like a little ways out. Uh-huh. So apparently one of the Smith Island residents had just gotten sick of everything and became a hermit and canoed out to Watts Island and survives off of...
lines of Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Anyway, that's...
cabins, yeah.
That's Clinker Haney.
So Clinker Haney, that's an urban legend. Or is this
or is
a
it
real
just a
man?
Dude?
Where's the line?
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
It's probably near the Kool-Aid.
Is that his name, or did he just get that name because he's like, now that I'm crazy living in the woods, I want a cool name for people to remember me.
Goatman's taken.
I'm going to go with Haney's Clinker.
Like a badass name. Like, yeah. It just sounds
right.
Like...
Yeah, yeah.
I can imagine
itself.
Mom being like, Clinker.
Right. Clinker. Little Clinky.
Like, it's got to be something...
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. That was, by the way, just comment. That was a really good, crazy hermit laugh you did there. When you did it.
Yeah, you're really good at telling stories.
Yeah.
You put my story to shame. Damn, she should tell my stories from now.
That's part of why she's such a good performer. She, like,
she tells really good stories.
I have the soul of a crazy old man trapped inside my body at all times.
Wow.
You hear that, or you just rip some Kool-Aid lines before
helps
you came
with
in.
Stories.
I have that too, but it's actually a crazy old man and it's in my house. So. All right. Jimmy, do you have one?
No, I was thinking about it. I don't even think this is an urban legend. It's kind of this woman back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a real thing. This woman back
when you were a kid in the 70s.
it was a mother and she had these two children, as mothers do. And she just went crazy one day and put them in the back seat of her car and just backed the car into like a lake. And drowned her kids. You guys remember hearing
about
that?
You're talking about the Susan Smith.
Yeah.
That wasn't in the 70s. That was when I was in middle school.
Oh.
That's how old you are, though, to him.
That was not the 70s. Susan Smith or whatever, and she said a black man did it.
70s is like the last creepy decade for me. 80s weren't creepy.
No, they weren't. Creepy now.
I think by the 80s, we had made a bunch of stuff that ghosts don't like, so they stopped hanging out.
Yeah, no one's going to haunt like
disco.
TJ Maxx.
Like, right.
I hope I
that's why you don't see a lot of ghosts who are like dressed like hipsters.
Right.
Yeah.
Like with skinny jeans, just like.
But hipsters kind of do dress
like
ghosts. Yeah.
I feel like you could confuse a ghost with a hipster these days. It'd be like Civil War general or bassist for a garage rock band.
Yeah, but that's like a real story, right?
Yeah, she's in jail.
Yeah, and my mom used to use that, like, so when I would misbehave as a kid,
she would say,
I'm going to call her. And so to me as a child...
Which she was joking though, right?
Oh, no, she would pretend to get on the phone and be talking.
That's
way.
Amazing.
She had her on speed dial.
Like, yeah. I'm a good mom, but I know a crazy mom.
My parents used to do that with Santa Claus, like... I'm gonna call Santa.
My grandfather.
Your mom called Susan Smith.
She would sit and had a fake conversation on the phone with Susan Smith. I'd be in the background crying. No, I'm sorry. My brother and I would be sitting there just crying.
That's so
it was
funny.
Fucked up. My grandfather.
She's bringing Casey Anthony with her.
I used to say that to my nephews jokingly. I would tell my sister if they were bad, I would call Casey Anthony. But I wouldn't actually get on the phone and pretend to call her.
My dad and his siblings were acting up like when they were kids. This was in the 60s, I guess. And my grandfather got pissed off and he was a drunk. And he sat by the chimney with a rifle and said he was going to shoot Santa Claus when he came down the chimney on Christmas Eve. And he just sat there with a beer and a cigarette and a rifle. And the kids are just crying. He's like, oh,
amazing.
I'm shooting Santa Claus. Fuck Santa Claus.
Iconic.
Well, yeah.
I love it.
I think I speak for everyone. I say, you turned out okay, bro.
Yeah, I know. Really think about it. Really, yeah. Made it. Yeah, these aren't even urban legends. These are just my parents'
weird
disciplinary
things.
Techniques.
It's where's the line, like Rose
Maryland
said.
Maryland has had a lot of fucked up shit, like weird murders happen.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
A lot. Like, it doesn't
you think
make
more than
sense.
The average place?
I don't know more than the average place, but...
Yes, more. This is Baltimore.
Yeah, there's definitely
well,
more
I mean,
murder.
Do you remember the one woman a couple years ago? It was literally like 2 or 3 years ago that was pushing her son in a swing for 3 hours and it died and she kept pushing
way.
It.
No way. I never heard that.
Yeah, it happened like 3 years ago. She's insane. Like, she, you know...
How did he die?
Of being pushed in a swing for 3 days.
Shaken baby
no
syndrome.
Yeah, look it up. He just literally died of like being swung. Like, people found her like pushing a baby
swung
corpse
to death.
Like 3 days worth of just pushing and pushing.
Yeah,
like,
we don't even
crazy.
Need urban legends in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
they're
crazy
out there.
Stuff happens right. here.
Black Aggie would be killing it in any other city, but in Baltimore, it's like, yeah, we can.
We've seen worse. Right. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, nice try.
That is creepy. The pushing the dead baby.
Yeah.
That just walk up on a woman, just like gazing. Just
I just how many days did it take? Like, you know, people were like,
three.
Honey, she's been pushing that baby for 16 hours.
She's
like, why
fine.
Did it wait 3 days?
She come and bother you when you're pushing a baby?
And also, like, how violently was it? Just like,
right?
Or was it just?
I'm imagining
she
just
had
like
some
a
great biceps.
She must have.
Yeah, she must have been jacked. They probably wanted to say something, but they were intimidated. Because by 2 days in, she was probably like, "Don't even fucking talk to me."
Do you
but.
Use a pre-workout formula?
Oh man!
Wow,
that's wild.
That yeah, it says crazy. Marilyn mother who pushed her son on a swing for almost. 2 days until he died will not go to jail or a mental institution.
Where
a Maryland mother who pushed
go?
Her toddler son on a playground swing for almost 2 days, not 3 days, until he died will not face any time for jail. She was indicted for manslaughter and child abuse, but entered a plea for a lesser charge and avoided being criminally responsible for 3-year-old son's death.
Look, so she's just...
Just chilling.
I'm fine if she avoids jail, because she clearly needs help,
but she
shouldn't
should
she
go,
be in
yeah.
an institution?
She's going to open up a daycare.
Yeah.
With just swings.
Yeah.
Just swings everywhere.
Swings are also just like iconically swinging creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like empty ones. It's in every horror movie right. trope. The empty swings as if there's someone in there.
I got to show you guys a photo I got of like a barn, a creepy barn in Pennsylvania with randomly like this metal swing in the middle of it. It's the creepiest thing. I got a photo. I'll show it to you.
Gosh.
How? Yeah.
Let's read another one here. This is from Bine E. Chandler.
We've gotten a confession from
I
her,
believe,
too.
I believe that's a he, and I believe he's from Maryland.
Bine?
I might be wrong.
I think
that.
It's a girl.
Really? I apologize.
I don't know. I could be wrong, too. Gender's just a spectrum, so whatever.
You got a 50-50 shot.
At the edge of this little town I lived in during my teenage years, there was a forest. Or around then they would have the annual biker meetup and also a place for concerts up there. So people always got to go through the little forest. There's a myth of a ghost woman haunting the piece of forest. In the middle of the night, she appears in the middle of the road or right in front of the car that is driving through. There are lots of accidents in the forest, mostly because of drunk drivers and trees. But of course, everyone would rather pretend that the ghost is at fault, since drinking and driving is the fucking dumbest thing one could do. A little PSA thrown at the end there.
Yeah.
So what happened to the woman? Was she angry? Did she just hang out? Did she just walk around?
I don't know. I think she just haunted. I think if you have a white dress on, that's enough.
Yeah.
You don't need a motive beyond that.
Just maybe some of these ghosts are getting bad raps. Maybe they just want to hang out.
It sounds like this ghost getting a really bad rap.
And right. then the guy's like the guy who got that guy at the gas station with the hanging boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, he probably was like... The reason, like, all the ghosts got a bad reputation in that area because everyone connects things. Like, if something goes bad in one place, mm-hmm. you'll think that it's the same thing.
Hmm.
Maybe ghosts are, like, just chill.
It sounds like a lot of DUIs have been avoided by blaming this ghost.
Yeah,
is the message that I got.
Court,
it wasn't like... the spirits. It was the spirits.
Yeah, I did like the PSA at the end. It was like she just completely negated her entire confession right there.
It was like a trick confession.
Don't drink.
This is
she tricked us into learning something
that a lot of drunks blame. So.
Right,
ghosts.
Yeah.
Ghosts.
Yeah. That was probably a defense at one time, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I could imagine, like, back in England or something, it was probably like the ghost defense.
I mean, they just got a lot because they were claimed witches. I'm sure
right,
a lot
yeah.
of people have used ghost defense.
And ghosts, let's be honest, the least fatal of any monster. Am I right?
Yeah, ghosts don't really do much.
But it's scary because can't they get all up in you?
You're thinking of demons.
Oh.
I think.
I feel like humans have done a lot worse than any kind of
absolutely.
Cryptid.
Absolutely. That is a
like
great point.
Well, ghosts are usually the victims of terrible atrocities by humans.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're just people that were alive once. I think that's a prerequisite to being a ghost.
Sure.
And then they die in some horrible way.
Uh-huh.
And then they haunt you. But the thing about ghosts is, like, I feel like the whole folklore surrounding them is, I think a lot of them just want to be noticed. Like the Vanishing Hitchhiker girl. She just sits in the car. You believe in ghosts? And he's like, no. And she's like, all right, watch this. And vanishes.
Maybe that's why there's no ghosts anymore, really. Like, Because modern day, because now we have Instagram and Facebook for all of your attention needs.
That's true. We
so
get
when
it.
When you're dead, you're like, I'm good.
That could be true. Yeah, ghosts. They're the nicest. Goblins? Never seen a goblin. I don't think anybody's really seen a goblin.
What the hell is a goblin?
Haven't you seen Lord of the Rings?
I thought
that's a hobbit.
That's an orc.
There are other things in Lord of the Rings. There's goblins, orcs, and Urkai.
Yeah, tell me what a goblin is.
Is J.R.R.
The goblins
Tolkien?
Are the ones. Okay, so the Urkai are the big, huge ones.
Okay.
The orcs are the ones with the weird faces like that.
Okay.
And the goblins are the ones that run around in the cave making the Urkai. Those are goblins. And the one that goes click, 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 click.
Yeah, then they're like, get out of my swamp. And Eddie Murphy's there.
Eddie Murphy.
That's an ogre.
But I thought goblins... See,
I know too much about this, I feel like.
Yeah, but that's the Lord of the Rings goblins. Like, goblins, like Halloween goblins, they're ghosts, right?
No, they're tiny little green guys.
I'm picturing, like, little pig men with, like...
They have, like, pointy ears.
Yeah, like, that's not a goblin.
They hop around.
Who were the purple people eaters? Were they goblins?
Venonats? What?
I have no idea.
There's too many different things. Goblins, ghouls, ghosts.
I feel like goblins are short little stumpy guys with pig faces that are like...
No, they got a long nose.
Can I tell you my theory?
Sure.
Okay, so back when humans like first evolved or whatever, I think there was more variation.
5,000 years ago when God created the Garden of Eden.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I feel like there was more like variation in us, like some of us, I don't know.
No, there was like 5 or 6 different types of humans running around at one point.
Yeah.
Well, maybe some of them got left over and like we just classified them as different even though they were people. Like
They're
like primordial dwarves.
No, people
that are around.
That has
and
been speculated on
people could have just
before.
Seen that and been like, that's a hobbit.
Well, right. After the Ice Age, what you're saying, like, the Neanderthals were the last, and so humans, Homo sapiens, Homo is the genus, and sapiens are like the only species of humans as us that currently exist.
Right.
But there was Homo Neanderthalus, which is the Neanderthals, and they definitely existed up in Europe. And after the end of the Ice Age, when Homo sapiens kind of came out of southern Africa and migrated upwards, there was definitely an intertwining of them. Yeah. There was interbreeding.
Yeah,
there
we're part Neanderthal, aren't we?
Yeah, there's Neanderthal DNA, but we definitely coexisted. Now, we eventually wound up killing them all off, and also the Neanderthals couldn't adapt to a post-Ice Age like Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I imagine a lot of the folklore about like hobbits and dwarves and shit like that is about these people that they were like, they were human, but they weren't. They were legitimately not, they weren't people necessarily. They were humans, but they weren't human beings. I don't know how to put it. But they
were different
species
of human.
Yeah.
Right?
They were legitimate different species of human.
And they were probably just around. And then, you know, they were too short to reach for things and or something, and they died off.
Right.
Yeah, they were the Neanderthals, they were shorter. They were very stocky.
I thought they were taller.
No. You're thinking of...
Homo erectus.
Yeah, Homo erectus. That was like the predecessor of all of us. But there was probably like three. There was another one too.
Yeah, there's several guys.
Homo australopithecus was one of those.
That was my nickname in college.
Homo?
That too. But because I would get really stoned and forget to clean up my hot wing bones. And they like my roommates started calling me whatever like the last evolution of man was before he started cleaning up after himself.
Was the homo part of it? Like,
and then I'd just get called homo for different reasons. But right. That's a different story.
Australopithecus. That's a good one. Your roommate did some. He probably like on the third time cleaning up, he was like, I got to go do something. I can't keep this up.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, guys. Well, are we about an hour right now?
We are. Yeah, we're exactly at 54 minutes.
Awesome.
So if you guys got a lot of plugs, we can cruise in on an hour.
Well, this is awesome. You want to plug anything, Rose?
Autobar, June 13th. Bulimia. We got all of the eating disorders.
We'll
be
they're
talking
them.
About
them.
Yes, the fighting.
Not
the support.
Them.
This is an ape.
They're going to be battling each other.
We'll be serving Tic Tacs and Vomit Pockets.
Did you say in Polly Pockets?
Oh, in Vomit Pockets.
Oh,
Polly Pockets.
Polly Pockets, I would go to that, though.
So
if they made a movie about Polly Pocket, Rose would have to play
it. It's comedians, and then some of the comedians are going to be speaking, and Mike's
band.
And
maybe some speakers who aren't comedians.
Yeah, right.
That all have dealt with bulimia.
Bulimia, anorexia, and overeating. And there's a lot of different types. Some people have eating disorder not otherwise specified, which is, it doesn't really fit into the bulimia or anorexia or overeating. But come check it out. You might learn something and laugh a bit too.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. Jimmy, you got anything?
Let's see. Oh, anybody downtown, I'll be playing music at the Point in Fells.
Okay.
And the Horse. The Horse you came in on for happy hour, and then the Point in Fells, 9 or 10 to close. That's Friday, May 25th.
Do you have like a regular residency there? Or?
At the Horse, yeah, I do. I'm a play there once a week, just about. And then the Point in Fells will be the first time I played there. So yeah, that's May 25th. Both free. Come out. Be sick.
All right. And Kayla, you're going to write the book on that serial killer, right?
The whole book.
Yes.
Old Clinker.
It might be about four pages long, but I'll write him really big.
Joe the Cannibal Wachowski or whatever that is.
Featuring Lil Clink on SoundCloud.
All right. You have anything you want to discuss before we go, Kayla?
Not really. No.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys. This is a great episode.
Yeah, thank you for...
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
this
thank
was
you, Rose.
Fun
this
and
is
spooky.
Awesome.
Pleasure.
And we will see you guys later. Bye-bye.